Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard prepares to take the presidential debate stage just as a story about her being vetted by the Trump camp has come online. That's the subject of today's reality check. Honolulu Civil Beat's politics and opinion editor on the line today. Good morning, Chad Blair.
Good morning, Catherine.
I must say, when I saw the headlines on your story, I was like, what?
Well, you remember that not long after the November 2016 election, in which many people, most, were surprised that Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton, Tulsi Gabbard was actually one of the people that visited the president-elect at his Trump Tower office in New York City. And that surprised a lot of people. And there was a speculation at the time, gee, is she looking for a job in the Trump administration? No, that is not what Tulsi Gabbard said at the time. But now this report seems to suggest that, in fact, Gabbard was at least being vetted by the Trump administration for a possible job as Secretary of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
And it's interesting just because she's about to go on stage and debate her fellow Democrats.
Yeah, and I don't imagine it'll come up as a talking point. I mean, she's only polling at about 1%. Elizabeth Warren is on that stage tomorrow. Other candidates the following night, right? Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders and so forth. And I don't think anybody considers Gabbard a threat. It's already been said that she's going to be talking about the importance of avoiding war, worried about nuclear war, our position towards Iran. So I doubt anybody is going to bring this up, but it sure is unfortunate timing. It's quite interesting. This report, by the way, is from Axios, A-X-I-O-S, and you can go on. It's not just Gabbard that was vetted. It was a whole bunch of people, including people that are now in the cabinet, Ben Carson, Betsy DeVos, Elaine Chao. Chris Christie was also vetted. He is not, at least not yet, a member of the administration. But they had some pretty pointed questions for Congresswoman Gabbard, and they did a lot of research into her background.
Well, I know when I was reading some of the stories about the red flags, you know, yeah, the people that were being vetted. So it was all very interesting to see that, you know, she was on that list.
Right. A couple of things they were looking for in terms of red flags is what had she said publicly that was critical of Trump or Mike Pence, the vice president. They had several examples where she had, in fact, spoken out with strong things to say about the president and the VP. They also were worried about what they described as political vulnerabilities. And in this case, it's really interesting. They identified Gabbard's early support for Bernie Sanders. Remember how she,
yes,
you know, was very upset about how the DNC was handling the debates against Hillary Clinton, and she eventually left the DNC. And then, interestingly enough, think about this. They noted that she missed, meeting Gabbard, a VA meeting right here in Honolulu that was conducted by U.S. Senator Mazie Hirono. She was surfing with Yahoo News at the time. Civil Beat actually reported that story. One of the questions the vetting background check was going to ask Gabbard was, will you be prepared to apologize for that, given that the job that you might take is Secretary of VA?
And was there a comment?
No. Tulsi Gabbard did not respond to the Axios article, according to the online news site, nor did her office respond to us. We reached out as well. I can tell you that surfing incident back in the day, that was 2014, her office said it was sort of a scheduling mix-up. The meeting ran late, blah, blah, blah. But you can read our story and decide if you feel otherwise. But the Trump people at least had done their research on some of the elements of her background.
And we should mention that the information, the documents that were the basis of this Axios story were leaked.
Yes, absolutely. I think it's also, Catherine, important to mention that Gabbard has been a strong critic of the president since then. Remember, she is running for president in 2020. Presumably, she would oppose Donald Trump if she got the nomination. She's also gone on record strongly criticizing our relationship with Saudi Arabia and particularly worried about policy towards Iran and Venezuela. And so she clearly is on record, at least in the last couple of years, opposing Trump's policies.
Right. But obviously lots of interest in your story. Lots of folks commenting online about this latest headline.
Thank you, Catherine.
All right. Thanks so much. That was Honolulu Civil Beat's Chad Blair with today's reality check. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.